liftoff. A Year in Space starts now. Kelly, Kornienko, and Padalka on their way towards the International Space Station.
Personally, I'm a big Star Trek fan, and so this is my little contribution to Dr. McCoy's tool chest.
This is definitely one of the great experiences I ever had.
UT Health San Antonio's Dr. Kumar Sharma and biologist Manjula Darshi are talking about their work on the NASA Twins study, in which identical twins Mark and Scott Kelly allowed themselves to be studied for 27 months. The Kelly brothers are now both retired astronauts, and they're the only known siblings to have both traveled in space, and both have been space shuttle pilots. But during the period in which the twins were studied, Scott Kelly spent a year in the International Space Station while Mark remained earthbound. Sharma says twin studies are extremely valuable to researchers.
Because they have the identical genome when they're born, so anything that's different that occurs to them is probably not based on their initial genetic structure.
Having identical twins who are also astronauts volunteer to be studied is unlikely to happen again. So scientists like Sharma and Darshi jumped at the chance. There were 10 research teams on this project. In all, Sharma and Darshi wanted to know how space travel might change the function of our cells' mitochondria.
Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and where you get all the energy to do the functions of each organ. So if you're having a reduction in mitochondrial function, your cells aren't going to be at peak efficiency.
So they had to get urine samples from Mark Kelly on Earth, no problem, and Scott Kelly in low Earth orbit.
So how do you collect urine? How do you get it separated in space? How do you bring it back down to Earth? Get the right tubes, get the right collection procedures, and then bring it back down for the analysis.
In the end, the samples came back to Earth in resupply rockets and in a SpaceX unmanned capsule called Dragon that, once released from the space station, plunged into the Pacific Ocean.
Dragon has returned to planet Earth.
Yeah, essentially that's the way they sent samples back. And so those are the samples that we ended up getting and doing the analysis.
They specifically analyzed the Kelly's metabolites, small molecules that are the result of cell energy production. Biologist Manjula Darshi says they noted some differences in the twins' results.
But one metabolite that came up specifically was lactate. Lactate levels were increased in space.
Elevated lactate can tell doctors if your mitochondria, those powerhouses of the cells, are functioning properly. On Earth, your lactate levels can change with increased exercise, low oxygen, stress, or inflammation. The good news is, when Scott Kelly came back to Earth, his lactate levels went back down.
So we are still trying to understand what are the causes. Does it mean something in space?
Here on Earth, Sharma is an expert in kidney disease. And he says figuring out what changed the lactate levels might not only help astronauts with their eyes on Mars, but also the rest of us.
We know that mitochondrial function is really key to protecting organs. And so anything that we learn in protecting the astronauts for their mitochondria should be easily translated to Earthlings as well.
Sharma also hopes this work appeals to the inner Dr. McCoy of those considering science as a possible vocation.
Hopefully it's exciting for a lot of young people to hear about what science can do to understand really big questions and how we can make it as safe as possible when we're going out into space.
All the results of the NASA twin study were published in the journal Science this month. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.